Vulnerability is scary, but I'm not scared of it.
Ganito inilarawan ng Filipino-Australian mula Brisbane na si Rachel Maxine Anderson ang kanyang sarili matapos pinagtibay ng panahon at mga hamon sa buhay. Si Rachel ay isang kilalang writer at director, naging aktor din sa pelikula dito sa Australia. Pinay ang ina at Australian naman ang ama mula sa Hervey Bay, Queensland. Bilang isang biracial, kwento niya, bagamat lumaki siya sa bahay na buhay ang kulturang Pilipino, dumating din ang panahon na parang kumupas ito.
And kind of realized that at the age of 8, the Filipino in my life started to melt away. We stopped going to church. I just felt like, you know, those once too familiar Filipino kids became distant figures on the playground at school. And I think it's because we started to assimilate. I think my mom started to assimilate.
Pero hindi niya ito sinukuan, bagkos daan ito para muling balikan at yakapin ang kanyang pinagmulan.
I think now that I'm in my early 30s, I'm realizing that, and I'm also feel this real urge to reclaim that sense of myself. And it's that question of like, how do you, have I assimilated too far to a point where I need to learn something, relearn something that maybe was forgotten or maybe that I never even knew in the first place, because perhaps that chance didn't come when I was younger. So I do that through my work, and I do that through cooking with mom and hearing about all her stories growing up in the Philippines. And yeah, just like reconnecting to that side of myself, because a friend of mine said to me recently, you know, being biracial, you're not 50%, you know, Australian and 50% Filipino. You can be 100% of both and be whole. And I think that's the trajectory that I'm going on now in my work and just in myself as a person.
Sa pagbabaliktanaw nga nito, ang kanyang paglalakbay ay hindi madali. Pero sabi niya, pinilit niyang baguhin.
But that being said, you know, I still grew up eating Filipino food but also grew up eating KFC. And, you know, like there was always this cross culture, two worlds colliding together. And yeah, it very much felt that way and still feels that way. You know, my white Australian dad and my Filipino mom, and always having a foot in two places at once. And, you know, I do think that navigating that young was interesting, because I did feel that sense of otherness, but didn't understand why or how I felt different to perhaps, you know, my white friends at school growing up. And that, I think that's more confusing when you don't have that strong, very obvious sense of connection to that community and to that side of your culture. You don't know what's missing, but it's just always swimming there, and it's literally in your DNA. So how can you avoid something that lives within your skin?
At ang pagiging hilig nito sa pelikula ang nagbigay daan para kumonektang muli sa kanyang mga pinagmulan.
When I went to film school, I graduated in 2013 and I started off making short films, and I very much loved film growing up. I always knew that it was something that I wanted to do, and going to film school really gave me that chance to start making films and writing films and trying to establish my tone of voice and my storytelling voice. But I think that it took a little bit of time and a bit of growing up and, you know, getting into my 20s to allow that Filipino side of myself to start taking up some space creatively.
Di naglaon, nagbunga ang kanyang pangarap.
The very first project where I stepped into that foray was Bananas, which was a short form factual series supported by the SBS Unscripted Initiative and Screen Queensland. And that was like a 3 by 5 minute factual series that I created with Mary Duong. And it was all about us reconnecting to our cultural identity through spending time with our mothers. I just want to keep telling stories about that. And or just this integration between my personal life and my creative work. And I think in my 20s, I've been really connected to that side of myself, or wanting to learn more about that side of myself, and it's taken shape in my work. The projects that I'm working on now are in that space, in the space of reclaiming your cultural identity, but also Filipino-based stories that are actually based in the Philippines as well.
Isa din sa kanyang masterpiece na ginagawa ay ang Pinamagatang Ina. At sa pagkakataong ito, sinubok ng panahon ang kanilang pamilya. Nawala kasi ang isa sa pinakaimportanteng tao sa kanyang buhay.
Yeah, Ina is a project that I've been working on for the last couple of years. I've been in development for the last couple of years on that. It's a 6-episode drama comedy series. when a young, ambitious daytime TV producer is left with no choice but to cast her estranged Filipino mother as the star of her new cooking show, they're forced to better understand all the reasons why they were first driven apart before they can ultimately find a way back to each other. And that very much mirrors those themes of assimilation and different languages and different emotional languages, and this idea of also learning that your parents die. You know, I lost my dad a few years ago. And that experience, kind of like, you know, the rug being pulled out from underneath me, despite the fact that I think I grieved him prematurely for so long, because I realized, you know, growing up with an older father, I realized once I could do maths, basically, that I would lose my father probably in my 20s. And then I did. And yeah, when the rug gets pulled out from underneath you like that, it just kind of left me laying on my back and realizing that, oh, I've got my mum here still, you know, and what will that mean when she's not here? And I think that in the past few years, that sense of connection has felt more important and urgent than ever before.
Kwento nga ng filmmaker, lahat ng katotohanan na kanyang pinagdadaan ng kalungkutan sa buhay ay may dahilan para sa sarili at sa kanyang karera.
All these feelings come up in the space of sharing, and they don't go away, but they're there for a reason. And I do believe that that sense of vulnerability and really connecting to truth and sharing that on screen is what creates compelling drama and relatable characters and flawed characters. And when stories are specific like that, they have a universal truth that so many other people and other Australians can connect with. And, you know, all we want when we're making films and watching TV and consuming media is to feel seen. And I think that I do that now as a filmmaker, to show that sense of difference on screen that I didn't see growing up for myself. And yeah, I think that being vulnerable is a very necessary part of that creative process for me.
Sa katunayan, ang mga nangyari sa kanyang buhay ay naging inspirasyon na makagawa ng makabuluhang pelikula.
I mean, with Bananas, obviously being on screen and it being factual and so close to your real life, and having my mum on screen, you know, that was a very vulnerable time in my life. And I think that feeling state, that sense of vulnerability, is what inspired Ina, I think, because during that time my dad was still here, but it was the last year of his life. And I think we knew that. I think we knew that. And there's an outtake of Bananas where Mum and I, we just look at each other in the middle of a conversation that seemingly is about something else, and we just both burst into tears. And it's just our unacknowledged grief that was just so strong in that moment, because it was a very sensitive time in my family. Despite that, we still made Bananas, and we still put that on screen. And perhaps in that piece of work, I didn't touch on that grief enough, or enough to say that it was completely truthful. But I don't think that it would have been the right time, because when you are in this premature grief for an approaching loss, you maybe don't quite understand it. And I remember a friend saying to me that you should write from a scar and not from a wound. But yeah, I do think that that was probably the most vulnerable and real piece of work that I have made for myself, but also for Mary as well, you know, who was living her sense of truth throughout that entire process as well. That's the thing about documentary and factual stories. It's we're living truthfully behind the camera and in front of the camera. And but yeah, I think that my most vulnerable project is probably yet to come, still in development, but I'm ready. Vulnerability is scary, but I'm not scared of it.
Inamin ng batang direktor, nakatulong ng malaki na sumailalim ito sa therapy bago ginawa ang kanyang pelikula.
A few months before we shot Bananas, because I think I knew that that was going to be a very vulnerable process. And, you know, my dad passed away 2 weeks after the show came out. And the last conversation we ever had was like right after he had watched it, and he had said he'd seen it and he was so proud of me. And that was like the last conversation I'd ever had with him. And, you know, since then, I've always seen therapy as this opportunity to reread the pages of your life, to understand your own narrative and how the events of your life have shaped who you have become, so that you know what page you're at now and knowing where you're going to be going from here. And yeah, the time that I've been spending the past few years has definitely been very much embedded in that space of self-discovery and self-understanding. I think that just that emotional context and it giving you a deeper or easier access to your own emotional landscape and understanding it rather than swimming in it and not understanding how to communicate it, that sense of understanding has really informed my creative process, or at least the way that I use emotional language or just language in general to express ideas and tell stories.
Bilang writer, director at aktor sa pelikula, nais lang ni Rachel na ipahayag na sana'y kapulutan ng aral at maging inspirasyon ang mga pelikulang sumasalamin sa totoong buhay.
You know, my mom would never put up her hand and be like, hey, everybody listen to me. This is who I am. This is my story. So I want to do that for her. And I think the process in me understanding mom and therefore understanding myself hopefully will allow not only other people to see themselves in that, other Filipino people, other mixed race people living in Australia, anyone who's ever felt a sense of difference growing up, to see themselves in that, but also just, I guess, to inspire other people to open their eyes to each other and to understand that there are stories living everywhere amongst us. And if you can take the time to listen and ask questions and open yourself to others, then the world would just be a better place in general, you know. And I think that's what I love about film, is that it sparks these conversations, but it also literally forces people to put themselves in another person's shoes through characters on screen. And I just think that that's so powerful and so cool. And I don't ever want to stop doing that.
Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.